Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little John Mellencamp bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. John Stanton is our guest, Dr. John Stanton, the co-author of Precision Target Marketing, professor of marketing at the great university, St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. And he's written a number of books on the area, on the topic of marketing. He's a global thinker, a global practitioner. John, what are you seeing around the world that's happening that you think you could bring back to America and we could learn from?
Well, I mean, one of the big things in Europe is small business is still important. I think I said I was over talking to grocers in Italy, and you know they're being besieged now by the big companies, the Carrefours and the Walmarts, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a real belief in the minds of the customers that they get something special in small businesses. Privately owned businesses, too. Not so many corporations, things of that nature. And so one of the things I do is I watch the way these small businessmen behave and how they treat their customers. And, you know, it's just these ladies and gentlemen know that the customer is their lifeblood, and they treat them like that.
So how would you compare customer service in Europe to customer service in America?
Well, in general, it's not as good. In general, it's not as good. If you go to the restaurants, for example, it's a different kind of service. If you go to in the villages, in the small places, in the small businesses, I mean, it's generally really focused a little bit more on the customers. But I would say, in general, Europe doesn't quite have the sense of customer service.
And why do you think that? Why do you think that is?
I really don't know the answer to that. You think
capitalism puts a little extra edge on service?
I do. I think that when a lot of times people are salaried over there, and especially in restaurants and places.
And plus,
like
don't
that.
Forget they can't be fired.
They can't be fired. That's a huge thing over there. It's a strange combination, because one of the fun things about traveling over there is, and coming home, is I can pick and choose the good stuff. If I said, would I rather live in Europe or live in the U.S., there's no favorite place in the world for me but U.S. of A.
Right.
Do I think it's perfect? Of course not. But I think we're better off, and I think there are things we can learn from these other countries.
Well, one thing we can learn is we can watch them. We can watch the chickens come home to roost on some of their failed policies and not repeat those. That'd be one thing we could do. What do you think?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I personally have suffered. I used to go to Greece every year and do a seminar over there, and they had cut it because of their deficits. I thought, boy, that hit home.
Right.
No, I mean, you know, they have a lot to learn, and we do too, and we can. That's the nice thing about. And I urge one of the things, especially small businesses, that maybe they can't get away enough. But the trick is when you go away, even on vacation, go visit the kind of businesses that you might be in.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them, see what you can learn. Some positive, some negative. Now, I wouldn't want to suggest that becomes a business trip, of course, but I certainly would suggest that we have a lot to learn, and we see.
One of my favorite things to do when I travel abroad is to go call on small business owners and just talk to them and see what they're doing, what's going on, what they're excited about.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I agree with you. I encourage people to do that. Just go in and talk to them like a peer, and see what's going on, and they'll talk to you.
They will. Absolutely. You know, that's the amazing thing. People think sometimes, oh, I'm going to go, what am I going to go in and say I'm American, I have the same business as you do, what's new?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly
Because I promise you, they're going to ask you more questions you're going to ask them.
Absolutely. And yeah. Some of the most fun and interesting conversations
That's
your
right.
listeners will have.
Yeah, if you get a chance to do that, folks, if you travel abroad or even, you know what, even across the country.
Yep.
Just drop in and talk to your peers and, you know, God forbid, you might even learn something.
Yeah. My kids used to say to me, you know, Dad, do you ever go someplace that you don't go into a shop and talk to people? I said, no.
Those kids. Yeah. Hey, John, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim. You call me, and the best to all your listeners.
John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Don't forget the new book, Precision Target Marketing, available wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.